WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 34 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Later today, local politicians and A&M officials will announce the next step in the expansion of Kyle Field.
The system office sent an email stating in part there will be an important update on the Kyle Field redevelopment project. Those scheduled to attend include A&M System Chancellor John Sharp, A&M President Bowen Lofton, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters, and the Board Chairman of the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau, Hunter Goodwin. Talks have been going on for several months about the funding formula for the more than $400 million project. System officials said last September they requested $38 million from the Twin Cities and County. Last month, Sharp said the 12th Man Foundation is in charge of generating $100 million for naming rights, and the rest of the project will be funded by bonds that will be paid off by stadium revenue. At the time, the chancellor also said Kyle Field construction taking place in phases, being suspended to play home football games, remain likely but not finalized. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The days of spending $10,000 to run a computer line at A&M should be coming to an end. Chancellor John Sharp, addressing the Faculty Senate this week, introduced the system employee in charge of outsourcing by having him share the number to his personal cell phone.
And Philip Sixon can give you his cell phone number. Philip, what's your cell phone? Unfortunately for you, Philip, I'm serious. What's your cell phone number?
Are you really?
This is going to hurt. BR549. No. 832.
Ray explained what has happened during the transition to outsourcing.
We found out that in some of the transition, they were picking up some older data in their pricing models and just we actually had some employee errors, but not throwing anyone under the bus.
Sharp says the company that received the outsourcing contract that is saving $260 million in College Station is in line to work at 11 other campuses to generate an additional $92 million in savings for the system. The College Station School Board wants the legislature to do something that won't cost the state any money, but will make life better for everyone in public education. Board member Jeff Harris was among those calling to let the school year start 5 days sooner.
Balanced semesters, which is important when you think about a one-semester class in particular. Having finals before Christmas, being able to have ongoing staff development at reasonable times and for a reasonable duration, allowing us to coordinate the end of our school with local colleges and universities programs so that our students can take advantage of some of the summer programs that are available.
Last night's comments came as the board approved next year's calendar, which received district-wide support by a margin of nearly 2-1. An attagirl goes out to a Bryan woman who has been called so many times by a scammer that she's filed a police report, reporting phone harassment.
She was told she won some money, but she needed to pay to get her earnings. Well, she's refused to do that, but they keep bothering her, and so she's brought that to our attention and has filed a harassment case. So we'll start looking into that and hopefully tracking back that number.
Officer Kelly McEthan says you can report phone scam attempts to police and the Federal Communications Commission. And yesterday's cold and wet weather delayed the installation of new speed limit signs in Brazos County, and today's might push it back a bit as well. TxDOT reports once conditions improve, signs increasing speeds to 75 miles per hour will go up along Highway 6, beginning at Benchley, then south through the Twin Cities to the Grimes County line, and then back north. Then similar signage will be installed along Highway 47, and after that, Highway 21 from the Brazos River to the West Bryan City limits. A controversial radio frequency ID locator program being used in one Texas school district will be scrapped if one lawmaker has his way. State Senator Craig Estes calls the computer chips in students' IDs Orwellian, referring to George Orwell's book 1984, which predicted a big brother, all-controlling state. He's filed a bill to outlaw their usage.
This is technology we use to herd cattle, and our children in school are human beings.
His bill would ban RFID student locators, which are being tested at San Antonio's John Jay High. One student has sued and lost in federal court, calling the new badges the mark of the beast. WTAW News time is 6:10. It's 34 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Hey, good morning. It's 611 on Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressures over central portions of Texas this morning. It should move in and help clear our skies today. Partial sun will be developing, but it's going to remain cool. Highs will be only 50 to 55 today. Clear tonight will drop down to about 30 to 35. A mostly sunny day tomorrow with highs reaching 55. Clear tomorrow night, lows will be near 35. We'll have bright sunshine across the area Friday. Highs on Friday will be 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. There's a whole lot of goodness happening in Aggieland. It's got to be in the water. We've got all kinds of awards and neat stuff coming this way, which we'll share here in just a little bit. Lance Armstrong back in the news yet again, and a couple new coaches in the NFL all coming up with our sports at 6:50.
So it's a bright sunshine today, coming up later this week, as opposed to that dull sunshine.
Correct.
As Rob told us. We're always glad when the sunshine can be bright. Again,
I hate that dull sunshine.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You don't have to use sunglasses and stuff. But anyhow, the temps are really something to enjoy. I mean, we're going to be back up around 60 by tomorrow, and then on and through the weekend, 62. Then lots of sunshine, I guess, with the clouds coming out here. And it's not going to freeze tonight. So all in all, pretty good. 28's the chill factor, though, right now. Winds out of the north at 9. Felt kind of like more than that out there. But you know, again, as we've discussed, we're weather wimps.
We are.
If it's not 65 degrees or more, we're just going to gripe about that. So a man told police he was on a military mission when he was caught shoplifting on Sunday afternoon at the supermarket in Athens, Georgia. The man was arrested for drinking a soda and eating a beef stick and then trying to leave the store without paying. Already in his tummy, he figured he didn't have to pay for it. That's when the man told the officers who confronted him that he, in fact, worked for SEAL Team 6, and he was on a special mission.
To eat beef sticks?
No, actually, he was on a mission there. He informed them that he'd caught Satan, and he was in a bottle that he had in his book bag.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so,
really?
Yeah. They've remained unconvinced.
Yeah.
So you may not want to use that.
Yeah.
We got a lot of information.
Not exactly what you tell the officers, but that wouldn't be the answer.
Satan in the bottle does have a very poetic ring.
Well,
to it
does, yeah.
Did he steal the bottle?
Yeah.
Could be the sorry.
Yes.
It could come after the movie Yankees in Space. Satan in a bottle.
Uh huh.
I don't know.
Snakes on a plane.
There you go.
All right. The new year's here and changes may be coming, but one thing that never changes are the great monthly specials at Rattlers. Start the morning off with any size fresh brewed coffee or cappuccino for only 79 cents. Stop by for lunch and get two hot off the grill tornadoes for only $1. And of course, after work, go by any participating Rattlers and pick up an ice cold 12 pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors families of beers for only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Hey, there you go, 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's National Nothing Day today. National Nothing Day.
I love that.
Oh, well, it is.
What do we do about that?
Well, I wouldn't
Nothing.
Do much. Yeah, that's right. And it's Fig Newton Day. And I don't know who invented the Fig Newton, but the fig producers of the world, or America, I guess, if there is, I'm sure there is a National Fig Association.
Oh, sure there is.
Has got to be pleased with this, because, I mean, you either like figs or you don't. And you got to come up with some, I don't know, delivery system, shall we say. So they just put enough breading around it that you couldn't really taste the fig.
Oh, I'm a fan.
Are you?
Yeah, I like figs.
I don't get figs. I don't, you know, and I know they've been around a long time, and used to have a fig tree, and birds just loved them, and I figured they could have all those that they wanted.
They just help keep the yard clean for you.
Yeah, I haven't figured out how to actually eat figs, but Fig Newtons are good.
Yeah, I like the strawberry Newtons, if they're still doing those. I don't know. I can remember when they came out with those. I thought, well, that's okay, because that's kind of mainstream. But anyhow, that's what we got as far as other than birthdays.
Birthdays?
Yeah.
Albert Pujols is 33 today.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Kate Moss is 39.
Uh-huh.
Josie Davis is 40.
I don't know who that is.
She was one of the girls in Charles in Charge.
Oh, sure.
Richard T. Jones is 41 from Hawaii Five-0.
Oh.
Roy Jones Jr., superstar in the boxing world and one of the few, is 44. One of my favorites, Sade.
Yeah?
54. Her real name is Helen.
Well.
Like Fallsdale or something like that.
Smooth operator.
Yep. Back in 1985,
I think. Oh, was that right?
Wow. I think so. Okay. Debbie Allen is 63.
Mm-hmm.
John Carpenter, 65.
Oh, the movie guy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger, who, if I'm not mistaken, used to be on this
radio station. Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, yeah. 60, so she went nuts.
Yeah. 66 today. Ronnie Millsap is 67.
Uh-huh.
And A.J. Foyt is 78.
Really?
Oh, and Celine Dion's husband, 71.
Yeah, right. So AJ living down there in I guess
Houston.
Yeah, well, actually, Waller is where they have AJ Foyt Racing.
I didn't know if he lived there or not.
Yeah, I don't know, and of course I think they've named that road AJ Foyt Road, as a matter of fact. So
they most definitely have.
That's not bad.
It'd be kind of cool to live on your own road.
Well, it probably would. Jim Stafford, if you remember him, Jim Stafford, Spiders and Snakes,
yep.
And was married to Bobby Gentry, I think, for a little while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think he was. It's 69 years old, and I think he's probably one of those Branson dudes by now, right? I mean,
one would think so.
And again, he always kind of had offbeat songs. Wildwood Weed, he did that, which sounded like the Wildwood Flower, but it wasn't. And then one of his other songs was called My Girl Bill.
And a boy named Sue.
Yeah, well, actually, no. And the story was, she's my girl, Bill.
Ah.
But they just didn't put the comma on. Yeah.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And the madness now. Pass safe, reasonable gun control in the state of New York. Make this state safer. Save lives. Set up an example for the rest of the nation. Let them look at New York and say, this is what you can do, and this is what you should do. This is New York, the progressive capital. You show them how we lead.
I got to get out of here. I can't leave. I'm on. I got to work here. I got to get out of here. The second I stop working, I am leaving the state of New York. Some people say, yes, this is madness.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Before another year passes you by, cross a couple things off your New Year's checklist today at LegalZoom.com. Whether you need to incorporate your business, form an LLC, or protect your family with a will or living trust, LegalZoom.com makes it simple. You can even access an extensive network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm. You can get self-help services at your specific direction, or you can speak with a legal plan attorney to get your questions answered and get ongoing advice. Enter Brilliant in the referral box at checkout for even more savings at LegalZoom.com.
Hey, I appreciate you doing a testimonial for us.
You guys changed my life.
Well, thanks.
I'm on the radio?
Yep.
I'm on the air?
Yep.
And nobody knows it's me, right? Because I'm a very private person.
That's why we gave you a wig and blurred your face.
Oh, and did you disguise my voice?
Uh-huh.
Good. Ask away.
And what kind of job did you find at AggieLandHelpWanted.com?
Oh, a retail job. I posted a resume in minutes. It was free, super easy.
Thank you, Bunny Grosky. We appreciate your help.
Oh, you just said my name.
There's a delay. We can edit it out.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
A look at corporate hiring plans. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. More than 6 out of 10 American companies surveyed by CareerBuilder say they are in better financial shape now than they were a year ago. Just over a quarter of the U.S. firms said they'll be adding jobs in 2013. CareerBuilder notes the survey was taken while the fiscal cliff debate was going on, so hiring projections may have been on the conservative side. Many states that receive money from tobacco taxes or settlements with cigarette makers are not using the money to fund anti-smoking programs. The American Lung Association says state spending on such programs in the last fiscal year totaled just over 10% of the amount recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Stock market futures are narrowly mixed this early hour. Banks' earnings will be in focus today as several financial institutions are scheduled to release their quarterly results. We'll be hearing from J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs, among others, before the markets open. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
This is Charles Osgood. You never forget the feeling of selling your first handmade item, or the satisfaction of completing your very first masterpiece in the garage, or the day your online store opened for business. These are the most special moments for small business owners, and these are the moments the UPS store knows best. We know that getting your foot in the door isn't the first step towards success. It's the hardest part, and that's exactly why the UPS store created Small Business Toolkits. They're a great way to promote your startup business or give your established business a marketing boost. Come in today and customize your kit with brochures, flyers, or business cards. You'll also get a mailbox, house account, and discount card on packing services. So get ready to celebrate your small business success in a big way with a small business toolkit only from the UPS store. And don't forget they're open on Martin Luther King Jr. Day for all your printing and shipping needs. To find a location near you, visit theupsstore.com.
The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Products, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
It is time to go Texan in Brazos County. On Saturday, January 19th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. Live and silent auctions, plus you can dance to the music of the Texas Twisters. Help the Brazos County Go Texan Association support the youth of Brazos County through educational scholarships. Pre-sale tickets available at Baskins, Catalina Hatters, and Cavenders. Remember, Go Texan on Saturday, January 19th at the Hilton.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:23. If you've got blue eyes, I've got bad news. You may look less trustworthy than your brown-eyed friends. Those are the results of a recent study from Charles University in Prague. Charles didn't know in Prague. Students asked to look at an array of faces and indicate which ones they would trust the most. The brown eyes won for both men and women, but significantly more for men. The researchers explained that it's not actually the eye color that invoked a sense of trust. Men with brown eyes typically have bigger mouths, noses, broader chins, and more prominent brows. Those larger facial features tend to convey a stronger sense of trust and have deeper evolutionary roots. Okay. And child-proof caps can be maddening, especially if there are no children around to help you open them. There are a few very easy modifications that can help reduce your pushing and pinching and turning time. Many prescription caps are now designed for the dual purpose and are reversible, if you've seen those. If you see a groove on the top of the cap, then just flip it over. It's designed to work with little effort the other way. If you don't see a groove on the top, then check the inside. Many caps have a smooth liner in there that can be popped out, for instance, with a paring knife, and once that outer cap is off, then you're left with a more flexible push-on cap. Of course, if you don't have small children around, you can also request non-child-proof at your pharmacy. Most cases, they make note of that on the record, and they'll provide that on all your prescriptions, but you got some opportunities there for child-proof lids. All right, here we go. Let's take a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Mostly sunny, high today about 50, low tonight around 34, and we'll probably feel the difference certainly tomorrow. 58 will be our high. Winds are going to kind of lay down and should be pretty pleasant. 36 for a low, then we'll do about the same thing on Friday. Saturday, a degree or two warmer, and then Sunday, a degree or two warmer there, so that we'll be probably in the lower 60s. Now, It may get cold again on MLK Day. That's Monday, and we may have a freeze again on Monday night. But this is kind of the temperatures that we expect around this time of year, and, again, lots of sunshine. Currently, the humidity is 67% out there, and the winds are northwest at 9. Chill factor is 28 wonderful degrees, and let's see, and we've got 35 on the outside right now under pretty clear skies.
There's some pretty strong evidence that the reason people get fat has less to do with fat and calories in the diet and more to do with something else. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-839-2959. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959.
Americans are heavier than ever before, and you probably believe it's because we eat too much fat and too many calories in our diet.
Fat is not the issue. I mean, we were told that for years, but fat is not the issue.
Pediatric endocrinologist Dr. Robert Lustig, author of the book Fat Chance.
The reason that fat took on a life of its own is because of the work of Ansel Keys back in the 1970s, who basically said that dietary fat correlated with cardiovascular disease. However, that work has now been disproven.
The problem and what is different today about our diet is all the excess sugar.
We have data that shows that sugar is 11 times more potent than total calories in inducing diabetes around the world over the last decade. So first of all, you have to recognize what sugar is. You know, there are 56 names for sugar. You know the obvious ones, but did you know there were 56? And you need to know all of them because they use all of them.
Sugar causes your insulin levels to rise, and that tells your body to store fat. So the solution is to reduce the amount of sugar you eat.
That would be smart. That would be a good thing, yes. The question is, how do you do that? And the easiest answer to that, eat real food. Processed food is the problem. For 5 million years, we ate real food and had no problem. It's only when we switched to processed food back in the 60s and 70s where this problem came up.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have them call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5 my roof.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 34 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. I'm Kat McMullen. Good morning. The Texas Department of Transportation will wait until the risk passes of freezing precipitation before speed limits on Brazos County roads are raised to 75 miles per hour. When the weather improves, TxDOT crews will start on Highway 6 from Benchley to the Grimes County line and back. After that, they'll be working on Highway 47, then it'll be Highway 21 from the Brazos River to the west Bryan City limits. Bryan police say a local woman who isn't falling for a phone scam has filed a harassment complaint after the same person has called multiple times.
And it does happen from time to time. They try to put the pressure on, hoping that you'll give, but just stay strong. And then she made that report with us, too, and I'm not sure, but the phone company might be able to help her out now that she's made that report.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the scammer keeps telling the woman she's won cash, but in order to claim the prize, she has to pay a fee. The next step in the more than $400 million expansion of Kyle Field will be announced this afternoon.
Those attending what the system office describes only as an important update includes Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, and Convention and Visitors Bureau Chairman Hunter Goodwin. A consultant hired by the CVB and Chamber reported if home football games were moved out of town, losses would include nearly 1,000 jobs, $21 million in payroll, and a reduction of property tax revenue of nearly $3 million. The local leaders are scheduled to join A&M President Bowen Lofton and Chancellor John Sharp at the Zone Club. It's been nearly 6 months since the A&M system asked local governments to contribute $38 million, and as recently as last month, Sharp said keeping home games at Kyle Field remain likely, but not finalized. Chancellor also said at the time the 12th Man Foundation was in charge of raising $100 million for naming rights, and the rest would be funded by bonds that would be paid off with stadium revenue. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
You've heard of the military buying toilets for $1,000 each. On the A&M campus, Chancellor John Sharp told the Faculty Senate this week he's heard from professors charged $10,000 for running a computer line and $600 to hang a door. But Sharp says those are two of only five complaints he's heard since the start of outsourcing.
Somebody said there's a rumor that maintenance functions may be returned to TMU operations. That's BS. I don't know where that came from.
Sharp says the problems he's been told about were resolved quickly.
Hopefully, those kinds of things won't happen again. But when they do, don't take them at face value, as you might have in the past. Just complain to somebody and let them go back and run it through the channels. It won't take 10 minutes to do it.
Those attending the Faculty Senate meeting were given the cell phone number of the system employee overseeing the outsourcing contract. Students in the College Station School District who take state-mandated end-of-course exams won't have those results count as part of their final grades. School Board President Valerie Yokin says the exemption option passed last night was important to keep local control.
We all agree assessment is important, but to be told that it has to be 25% of a student's grade when we don't have clarity on how that information is going to be tested to the students.
The board also set next year's calendar, with Jeff Harris calling on the legislature to allow earlier starts to balance the length of semesters.
Let us have flexibility, even a week, on when we start, and we might be able to improve education in the state without costing them a dime.
The board picked the calendar recommended by almost two-thirds of district patrons. The state of Texas is preparing to say no to any presidential executive orders restricting the ownership of guns or ammunition. State Representative Steve Toth is preparing to introduce the Firearms Protection Act, which would order that any gun restrictions are invalid in Texas and call for penalties. The Woodlands Republican says it's time the state stand up to whom he calls King Obama.
it's our responsibility to push back when those rights are infringed. And right now, he's talking about through executive order.
His bill would call for a prison term of up to 5 years for any persons trying to enforce a federal anti-gun order in Texas. WTAW News time is 6:34. It's 34 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2876 to let us know you're coming. saint-joseph.org/BVSM.
6:36, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure slides our way. That will have the tendency to get cloudiness out of the region and allow for some improving weather conditions across the area. I do expect some sunshine to develop today. Highs are probably going to be 50 to 55. It'll be clear, chilly tonight down to 30 to 35. Mostly sunny during the day tomorrow, highs near 55. Tomorrow night clear, a low of 35. During the day Friday, it'll be sunny, and highs will be 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
He held himself up to be a superb human being, and of course we're finding out that it's absolutely not the case at all.
That's more blowback on Lance Armstrong. We'll get to that. Plus, we'll even hear from the Oprah concerning sports coming up in just a little bit. And 6 different things that Aggies are getting to celebrate just today, all coming up with sports in 12 minutes.
Okay, can we make him go away? Can we just make him go away? I'm sick of him.
Yeah.
I'm just sick of him. And, you know, but that's just my opinion.
Well, the World Anti-Doping Agency is now coming after him.
See, I the amount that I couldn't care is just amazing. This guy is, well, anyway. Enough of that.
Yes, but the Oprah's talking about him.
Well, once again, would you like to talk about somebody else that really? Because she doesn't have any publicity. You know, she doesn't get enough publicity, and she probably needs some more. I do have a cool story.
Okay.
Somebody from College Station did something really cool and spectacular and high profile in New York City yesterday, wasn't Johnny Manziel. We'll talk about that next time.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's see. Team Obama, is that what this state rep said? He's ready to fight Team Obama?
No, King, K-I-N-G.
Oh, King.
King Obama.
Well, that's much different. That is much different.
Pardon my dentalized K.
That's okay. I just, you know, Team Obama, I could see. I mean, you hear about Team such and such and Team
Jacob,
this and that.
Oh, Team Edward.
Whatever. Well, hey, real estate agents have teams now. You know, I'm just saying. That's
it's all part of their reaching out, quote unquote.
King. Wow.
King
okay.
Obama.
So now I guess in
I thought that was a little bit incendiary.
Well, yeah. And then today, I'm guessing in spectacular and maybe I guess regal or imperial ways, the president will announce, well, whatever his gun control policy changes are going to be. And don't you love it? He's going to do it with a bunch of children around him who have written him.
Oh, goody.
Now, you know, we were discussing this at the House last night. So now, did they fly some kids in?
Sure they did.
Well, at least he's not Bill Clinton. I wouldn't send my kids to be around Bill Clinton.
Well, that's, you know, that's true, but they're different in different ways. Yeah.
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 That was very graceful.
Thank you. Yeah. But he's going to, I guess, and here's Johnny. Johnny, raise your hand. Okay, here's Johnny's letter that Johnny wrote to me, and Johnny said such and such. Yeah. Newt Gingrich, for his part, kind of like what he had to say. So they're having this I don't know. Do we know when this big thingy is today? This
big announcement at A&M?
Yeah. No. The love fest with the little children and the guns.
Oh,
do we know when that is?
I did not even know.
Okay.
I'll dig. Hang on.
All right. Well, former House Speaker and presidential candidate, if you remember him, Newt Gingrich, not so subtle, when he talks about the White House anticipated new gun regulations. A few days ago on his blog, he said, why doesn't Vice President Biden take his gun commission to Chicago, the murder capital of the United States? And that's the place where some of the strictest gun laws are. Chicago has had more than 500 gun homicides in 2012, or roughly 19 per 100,000 people. By comparison, New York City has had about a third that number. Three gun homicides per 100,000, and obviously a lot more people living there.
Yeah, well, they have the Ninja Turtles to keep things
under control.
Is that
what it is? They need to move the Ninja Turtles to Chicago. And again, Rahm Emanuel, who's the mayor of Chicago, and I'm sure a really pleasant guy. I'm sure he is just the neatest guy in the world. But, you know, for that to be the murder capital, I imagine he's probably on his police commissioner pretty strong about this.
You think?
Just saying he might be. Anyhow. But did we find out when this is going to be today?
It just says, right now it just says Wednesday, so I'm trying
Okay. Well, that's really good enough.
I mean, does it really matter?
Yeah, of course. I want to capture it. I want to DVR it. I want to be able to watch it. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Have you heard this 30-second video there, heard about the 30-second video that the NRA has put out?
No.
Well, pretty spectacular. And, And again, it's a video, but I think we can play the audio and you can pretty much get the gist of where the NRA is going here.
Are the president's kids more important than yours? Then why is he skeptical about putting armed security in our schools when his kids are protected by armed guards at their school? Mr. Obama demands the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, but he's just another elitist hypocrite when it comes to a fair share of security. Protection for their kids and gun-free zones for ours.
There you go. Stand nice. And fight from the NRA. Yeah, they kind of throwing the gauntlet down. And they do, apparently, in addition to the Secret Service protection that you would expect his daughters to have, they have armed guards at the campuses where his children are, above and beyond Secret Service. But for the rest of us, can't be doing that. And then if you heard Hannity today, they were screaming yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, that guy was he sounded so just maudlin and passionate. It sounded like a clip from the 30s or something. Well, it didn't sound like how people talk today.
Those good old hell-raising politicians from back then, the orators. I mean, they would get people all ginned up about stuff.
It's 11:55, by the way.
Oh, good. 11:55 Eastern time?
It just says...
yeah, it's probably Eastern time.
Yeah, they don't care about Central time.
Okay, so that's people. What they're trying to do. They're trying to clip the front of Rush. Is that what that's about?
That would be my guess.
Oh, man. Well, that'll be fun. Well, I'm sure Rush will comment on that. But anyway, yeah, the New York state legislature. And again, they've been fractured for years. I mean, they really have. They can't get along on much of anything. So for this to have happened yesterday was they wanted to be the first in the nation to do this. Regardless of whatever goes on in Washington, a Kentucky sheriff says he won't enforce what he sees as unconstitutional. His name is Denny Payman from Jackson County. And, of course, as Kat had the story, in Texas we're looking at the exact same thing. Won't care what them feds say. Hello?
Hey,
yes.
I was wondering if there's any children that have written Obama about the massive debt they're going into and they're going to go on to it.
Good point. Thank you. Probably not. For those people who are old enough to remember when Jimmy Carter was president, ooh, that'll send a shiver down your spine. Jimmy actually looked into the camera one night and said, you know, I was talking to Amy and asked her what she thought the biggest problem was, and she was... nuclear disarmament. Really? You know, the kid was about 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, probably not. But, yeah, the whole debt thing is probably a little bit over the head of the youngins, but, you know, you're exactly right. Be interesting to see if maybe one of those made it. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about 45 minutes. The House approved a $50 billion Sandy relief bill last night after several hours of debate. And Republicans have tried to cut down the size of the bill. Actually, the measure passed and goes on. One amendment was knocked out, and it's the one that Bill Flores introduced. So we'll ask him about that a little bit. Let's see what else is going on. Chuck Hagel. Yeah. Oh, a new report shows that staffers in Congress, you got to love this, staffers in Congress, or maybe even the lawmakers themselves, we don't know, big fans of illegal downloading. There's a site called ScanEye, and it tracked downloads via IP addresses and found out that congressional offices download all kinds of illegal stuff over the last four months. Yeah, that's it. From mob flicks like Lawless to episodes of Dexter, CSI New York, The Ellen DeGeneres Show, Ultimate Fighter, even the Smurf movies.
Oh.
Yeah. Specific offices were not named. I'm shocked that they wouldn't actually tell us which members of Congress did this.
Stunning.
Of course, the timing isn't quite as heinous as it was back in 2011 when a different website found that House offices were pirating content even as the Stop Online Piracy Act was being drafted. In other words, they were writing the legislation, but at the same time, they were already downloading the stuff that they wanted. Or they wanted us to not be able to take.
Right.
Okay, let's see what else. Today they were supposed to draw the numbers. In Austin, in the Texas Senate, they have this deal where the 31 senators have to go over and draw a number out of a box. And it'll be either a 2 or a 4, meaning when they're going to have to run for re-election.
Right.
Some of them get the 2-year, some of them get the 4-year. And they were supposed to do that today, but they apparently are not going to. They're saying it's because of this redistricting stuff that could blow up in front of them. But in the meantime, we're not exactly sure about that. They may just be fraidy cats and skeerty cats. Yeah, they could be.
Why don't you say chickens? That's a preferable term.
Okay, we can say chickens. Okay.
Yeah, none of these derogatory cat terms.
Oh, there you are. Exactly.
Not politically or felinically correct.
Felinically, I like that.
Nice.
This is a little more on what we talked about yesterday, a Texas House draft budget that would pull funding from statewide standardized tests likely won't be approved, but it is the first time in recent memory that lawmakers have tried such a thing, and it may even violate federal rules if it ever were to become law. The proposal...
Well, that wouldn't be the first time we've done that here.
Yeah, that's true. We are that way because we're Texas. The proposal also foretells a larger legislative debate that's brewing over the overall importance of testing in Texas. And again, you can... anytime you want to hear the stand of the school district, you can talk to the superintendents about that. Actually, talk to the teachers too.
Oh yeah, they love them.
Oh yeah, sure. You know the whole idea of how and you know this STAR test that they're talking about is supposed to count for 15% of the student's final grade, which is crazy.
Yep.
I mean, that's nuts.
Yes, it is.
And so we'll see. I mean, Texas is trying to supposedly, for the people who are pro the STAR test, that standardized test as opposed to the tax test. Like it because they think it's tougher and it'll raise Texas up to a higher standard. But this Common Core is something Arne Duncan, who's the U.S. Secretary of Education, has put together. Feels like this is where Texas needs to be, where all states need to be. And so Texas may be climbing on board, but that's, you know, Rick Perry is the Republican governor and he doesn't like anything that comes out of Washington. So that's kind of why they're battling as to whether or not Texas will be able to use this standardized test. And the other thing that's interesting is from a publishing and study standpoint, most of them, most publishers, would not even have any kind of study guides for this STAR test. So we talk about teaching to the test and how that's not good, but, you know, if they are going to teach to the test, they need books to be able to do it, and if those books aren't out there and available, how can they prepare the kids for the standardized test? So, again, could be a little battle between the House and the Senate as far as funding for the standardized testing, but if you'd like to know more about that, again, certainly ask your administrator at your campus, and they'll be glad to fill you in. It's 6:48.
Making a resolution to get in shape? Check out AeroFit. AeroFit has been voted best in the Brazos for over 10 years. Experience AeroFit's indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track. AeroFit has the latest in exercise equipment, and now AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. Join now for only $25.99 per month. Plus, mention this ad and get 2 complimentary training sessions, a $150 value when you join. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join AeroFit today and your body will thank you later.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line
line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment, and supplies. It's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We're coming into the prime time for pruning summer flowering shrubs and vines. However, there's more to it than just taking out the shears and whacking away. Oh my, there's more to it. There's a lot more finesse in the task as we outline details of how best you should trim every one of the candidates. I'll be back with winter pruning of summer flowering shrubs right after this message. My 30th annual Texas gardening calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. We're going to start our details of how you prune summer flowering shrubs with crepe myrtles. No plant that we grow is so abused in Texas. The truth is, crepe myrtles need very little pruning. Don't ever top a crepe myrtle. It's the quickest way to ruin them. Remove branches that rub or that have become damaged, but never leave stubs that would give rise to multiple new shoots. If you're trying to train your crepe myrtle as a small accent tree, remove excess trunks that you don't want or don't need. Otherwise, little pruning will be needed. There's no defensible reason to top a crepe myrtle. People say, well, it's getting too tall. Well, you planted the wrong variety. There are lots of great varieties. Go to crepemyrtletrails.org, and you'll see a list of all the known varieties, and you can choose accordingly. There are several types of hydrangeas. The most common pink or blue florist types that we also grow in our shade gardens must not be pruned until after they finish blooming or should have bloomed in late spring and early summer. Even then, do as little pruning as you can. Winter pruning and excessive summer pruning leaves plants with vigorous and vegetative stems that are called blind shoots. Oakleaf hydrangeas, by comparison, are woody shrubs that are handled more in the way that other shrubs would be pruned. Shape and groom the plants themselves during the winter while they're dormant. Remove the old flower heads as they turn brown. Some people save them for floral design. I prefer to get them out of the way. However, birds do like to peck around on them in the winter. Altheas are roses of Sharon. These are large shrubs, and they're members of the hibiscus clan. However, unlike most of their cousins, they're completely winter hardy. While they're bare in the winter, you'll be able to see damaged or errant branches that should be thinned or removed. However, no special pruning is needed on a regular basis. Above all, avoid formal shearing into unnatural shapes. You won't have to do much pruning with pomegranates. With the showy flowering and fruiting shrubs, they're just beautiful. Remove branches that rub and prune out any others that have become damaged or weak. Otherwise, prune only as needed to remove branches that have outgrown the plant's canopies. Texas sage or sinensis can be trimmed a little bit to thicken it up, especially if it's growing in shade. You don't want it in much shade. You can prune it back by as much as a third. Vitex or lilac chase trees should be thinned and pruned, and that will stimulate new growth, and that will help on blooming with them. Oleanders after they bloom. I'm Neil Sperry, landscaping for longevity in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. I don't know if it's in the water in Aggieland, but something's working. The U.S. Basketball Writers Association has selected Texas A&M's Elston Turner as the Oscar Robertson Player of the Week. Now, this award is handed out weekly, and this comes on the heels of the ESPN.com National Player of the Week and the SEC Player of the Week as well. Now, we move on to the indoor track scene, where Prizel Hardy Jr. was selected as the SEC Men's Runner of the Week after winning the 200 and coming in second in the 60 meter. Texas A&M sophomore Ford McKinley was named the SEC Men's Diver of the Week after sweeping the springboard diving events last week in Auburn. Former A&M punter Steve O'Neill, class of 68 and All-American, will be inducted into the American Football Kicking Hall of Fame tomorrow in Augusta, Georgia. And Fighting Texas Aggie hockey hit the road and won 2 of 3 in Colorado, beating number 9 Denver and number 11 Colorado, bumping them to number 12 in the Division II West by the American Collegiate Hockey Association.
He transcended sports. This is not just another athlete. This is a man who became an icon in the cancer community. He held himself up to be a superb human being. And, of course, we're finding out that it's absolutely not the case at all.
Now, if it's coming up roses for the Aggies, it's not so much for Lance Armstrong. That, by the way, was Christine Brennan from the USA Today sports column. Armstrong's backlash has not been good, and now the World Anti-Doping Agency wants Armstrong to confess under oath in order to seek a reduction in his lifetime ban from the sport for doping during his Tour de France victories. Armstrong confessed to Winfrey on Monday. That will be broadcast then tomorrow, and the doping agency is looking for the 1999 through 2005 mea culpa. The International Cycling Union says it wants Armstrong also to testify before its commission on doping. And here's Oprah Winfrey on why she thinks Lance came clean finally.
He was just ready. I think the velocity of everything that's come at him in the past several months, and particularly in the past several weeks, he was just ready.
Let's turn now to the NFL, where the coaching carousel is starting to slow down a little bit as teams are picking coaches. The Chicago Bears ended their search for a new head coach early Wednesday morning when they made the decision to bring aboard Montreal Alouettes head coach Mark Trestman. A noted quarterback guru, Trestman has been out of the NFL for 8 years before his stint in the CFL that eventually led to his succeeding Lovie Smith, who was fired on the 31st by the Chicago Bears for not making the playoffs again. And former offensive coordinator Mike McCoy for the Broncos is the new head coach at their AFC West rivals Chargers. He now replaces Norv Turner. In Major League Baseball, reliever Rafael Soriano and the Washington Nationals have reached an agreement pending a physical on $28 million in 2 years that includes a $14 million deference. San Francisco catcher Buster Posey, Atlanta outfielder Jason Hayward, Boston outfielder Jacoby Ellsbury are among 133 players who have filed for salary arbitration. Cubbies player Matt Garza and Giants outfielder Hunter Pence are also among those who filed yesterday.
Jamal Crawford just looked over at Grant Hill, and Grant said, you want it again? He said, absolutely. We'll go to the hole. This time I do it again. 5 straight buckets.
5 in a row in the fourth quarter and led his season-high 30 points for Jamal Crawford as the Clippers clipped the Rockets 117-109. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
I'm Carrie Krueger with Brazos Valley Community Action Agency. When we ask you to shop locally, we're asking you to support businesses that help support the nonprofit community. BVCAA offers programs and services that help over 30,000 area residents each year. We work with local businesses to help people and change lives right here in the Brazos Valley. By shopping locally, you create jobs and you help local businesses support community groups like us. Remember, before you do your shopping online or drive out of town to shop, do your shopping locally and keep your money in town. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Garbage cans, street signs, runaway wagons, your neighbor Gary. There are a lot of things you need to be able to see on the road. And with head-up display in the BMW 3 Series, you can. It projects your speed and turn-by-turn navigation onto the windshield, which means you shouldn't ever have to take your eyes off the road. The BMW 3 Series with head-up display is here. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. High temperature today. It's going to slowly warm up. The most important thing is we're going to get to see some sunshine today. 50 will be our high temperature. 34 for a low temperature tonight. Then tomorrow about 58 and a low of 36. Do the same thing on Friday. And then Saturday into the 60s. But looks like we get cool again next week. But again, the good thing is...